This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Who Shot John? By Ira Glass, off of Winter Demos. Before that, Fish Church by Femur, off of For the Love of It, Thunder Bay Locals. And then the first of the three was Hazmat by the band, I'm going to say Gray, but it's actually GRE/AY. That's off their album Sound of a Sinking Ship. I think that came out really recently. The year is definitely 2016, or 2026, jeez, for that release. I'm not sure what month, though. Probably within the last few weeks is how I'm going to guess, because I found that on Bandcamp from someone I follow on there, must have bought it. Very good release, and pretty varied. And it also, I mean, parts of that song reminded me of the band Weed, and I considered playing them in the air, but I couldn't manage to find a way to make them fit nicely within this half hour. And then they wouldn't fit particularly nicely in the next, so no Weed. But nonetheless, pretty happy to play that track, happy to come across that band, and also kind of fitting for the CJLO Metal March that we are kind of on our way out of now, that I am finally doing something for, I guess, sort of. Anyway, this next one is by the band A Country Western. We'll be right back. is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense and The Last Song. There are five of them. That's one of them. It's been a very long time since I've had like a five-song segment. Last one, All I Feel Is Change by And Cowboys by off of An Impression in the Night, Traces, Before that, A Second Sin by Devil's Cross Country off of Possession is 9/10. This is a big struggle now. Third song out of those five was Corona by Okara off of their album Months Like Years. Before that, Bad Form by Lavoro off of their self-titled album. And then the first of the five was When Was Yesterday by A Country Western off of the split compilation from Candlepin and Julia's War. So I think Candlepin is a Boston label that puts out a lot of good stuff. And then Julia's War is the they're getting a Body of Water adjacent label from Philly, run by the guy whose project is They're Getting a Body of Water. And they put out lots of cool stuff. They put out the Her New Knife, their latest release, and then also they've got Sun Forger's upcoming album is going to be coming out on Julia's War, so that's cool. And that was a compilation I came across years ago before I really got into, or I later came across way more of those bands off of their own recordings, but I was only familiar with, I think, Ulele and A Country Western at the time, who had terrific songs on the compilation. And I'd played that one before, but it had been long enough, so worth it to play it again.
Transplant Advocate Association invites you to celebrate Be a Donor Month this April. Be a Donor Month brings awareness to the need for organ and tissue donation in Ontario and inspires people who are not currently registered to do so. In addition, April 7th is designated as Green Shirt Day across Canada in honor of Humboldt Broncos hockey player Logan Boulay, who saved six lives after he and several of his teammates perished in a bus crash in 2018. Logan's story encouraged more than 150,000 Canadians to register their intent to donate their organs. In celebration of Be a Donor Month and Green Shirt Day on April 7th, TAA invites the general public to flag raising and proclamation ceremony at Napanee Administration offices at 11 a.m. or in Kingston at Confederation Park in front of City Hall at 5 p.m. Town and city officials will be in attendance at both events, and the public can take the opportunity to speak with any of the members present about their personal transplant journeys.
Yeah.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song was Prick by Memory Card off of Siren Surf Hurricane. Before that, Running from the Chase by Truth Club off of their album Running from the Chase. That's it, two songs. Siren Surf Hurricane has been one of my favorite albums lately. I've listened to it a ton. It sort of came out March 1st, and then sort of also came out the other day. So now it's got a proper streaming release, as far as I'm aware, or at least it's been fully released on Bandcamp, and I think there are some slightly different mixes on the songs from what I could tell. And something I'm pretty excited about is that, so previously the only full version of the album that you could listen to online was on YouTube. And it was not necessarily like the final version of the album. So kind of a interesting artifact. And that had an outro that I really liked. So I was emailing the musician, this guy, Henry Tart, who is Memory Card. I emailed him to ask about the release of the album and what was going on. And, it didn't look like the outro was going to be included on the Bandcamp release. And he said he was thinking about leaving it only as a kind of a special thing from, the YouTube version. But now, last couple days when the, I told him that I really like the outro, and I do really like it. Anyway, the album finally fully released on Bandcamp. I'd already pre-ordered it, downloaded it, and there's a secret track at the end. There's in fact, an extended version of the outro, and it is mixed differently from the version on, YouTube, but, yeah, I was very excited to see that made it into the final cut of, the album that I now have a copy of that, so pretty happy. Anyway, a little bit more is coming up.
Yeah.
is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song was Riparian by Urban Vacation off of their album Success with Houseplants. Before that, Tarragon by Spengler off of their album We Need a Miracle. And the first of the three was Kramer by 30 Amps off of their album A Tango on the Mountainside. This is a very close to the end of the hour. There's going to be one more song after this. I guess there's not much for me to say about that stuff. Oh yeah, 30 Amps, that was a project, Philly project. And one of the members is the guy behind the band there called Cooking, which is very good. But they've only got one full length out as far as I'm aware. But, so more material from him. Spengler was a bit of a thorn in my side this time. It's been a while since I played them. Been a while since I was into that album, We Need a Miracle. But I picked this song, and I had something else I was going to play next to it. But there was some, I was going to play Meneguar, I think, because they kind of come up for me recently. But something was too soft and post-rocky about the outro, and I was like, Urban Vacation, why not? And, if you've forgotten or you're a new listener or don't know already, Urban Vacation is the precursor to the Winnipeg band Fencing, which is a really terrific band that put out an album last August. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you missed any of the songs or missed me saying what they were, check out cjlo.com/shows/past-tense. I keep an updated list there. I also keep like a long spreadsheet in which every song that I ever play on the show goes on the list. If you ever want to check that, and there are old recordings of the episodes and that sort of thing for the last few weeks. And that's approximately it. I still have a little bit more time. There's going to be one more song. It's from the band A Minor Forest, a song called The Dutch Fist, and that's off of the album In Independence. One word. So thanks for listening. Hope you guys have a good night, and hope you enjoy this song. Yet again, this is The Dutch Fist by A Minor Forest.
À 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir $850 pour ton soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit $150 pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevif.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local musician Nolan Hubbard and his teammate Cassidy Taylor called Birdie. Inspired by shared experiences of disconnection and isolation, the pair co-wrote the song virtually before coming together to record in person at Cassidy's home in Milton, Ontario, with Nolan traveling from Kingston. Produced and mixed by Nolan and mastered by Yanni Caldres, Birdie invites listeners into a space of heartbreak and healing. Cassidy's vocals float effortlessly over Nolan's Dolan's signature lush guitar hooks, blending their distinct artistic voices into a story that feels deeply relatable. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Birdie by Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
À 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir $850 pour soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit $150 pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevif.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.